Good morning. A wide variety of weather across interior New York and New England this morning with an upper-level disturbance passing by. Some places are slightly below freezing with freezing rain. Others are seeing sleet with temperatures close to 32. And still others getting a mix of rain and wet snow with temperatures hovering slightly above the freezing mark. Either way, it's going to be a sloppy morning commute across the region, whether it be a bit icy or just slushy. And the upper-level disturbance responsible for all this precipitation is now rotating through southern New England. It contains a pocket of colder air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, so the transition to all snow will be likely on the tail end of the system as it lifts up the Connecticut Valley and through central New England and finally departs to the north and east through the region. The steadiest precipitation will tend to wind down as we head toward the middle and latter portion of the morning, with rain and snow lingering in central and northern New England for the early part of the afternoon. Eventually, everyone will dry out with mostly cloudy skies and damp weather with a few passing rain showers later today as high temperatures reach into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow as upper-level energy will still be passing through the region. Not enough energy to produce any significant precipitation, but a spotty light rain or snow shower possible, especially on Wednesday afternoon across the higher terrain as temperatures reach the upper 30s and lower 40s once again. High pressure will allow the skies to clear out on Wednesday night and lead to more sunshine for the day on Thursday. However, another system will make an approach by late in the day with some increasing clouds as highs reach the middle 40s. That system will push through the region on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and mostly rain showers as highs reach into the upper 40s. A blast of cooler air will move in behind the system on Friday night, and Saturday will be mostly cloudy with highs back down to around 40. A storm system will emerge out of the Tennessee Valley and head in our direction Saturday night and Sunday. Right now it looks like it'll be too far off the East Coast for any significant precipitation, but we'll continue to watch the track of this as it evolves during the course of the week. Either way, it looks like somewhat cooler air will move in on Sunday with highs back into the 30s before bouncing back into the 40s with sunshine on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 28 degrees with a northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 9 below zero. In Albany this morning, 1.5 miles visibility with light snow and 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.73 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Santee and Roblar Canyon, both in California, to a low of 11 below zero at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming partly sunny near 50, Boston rain tapering off, then mostly cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with drizzle or a few rain showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 37, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.8 inches of liquid precipitation yesterday, a trace of snow, still 0.6 inches for the month and for the year, which is 0.7 inches below average. There were 28 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 518, that's 99 above normal, and 950 for the season, which is 114 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1921, and the record low, 12, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:29 p.m., 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow tapering off to rain showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain possibly mixed with snow before ending today, then breaks of sunshine with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow and rain tapering off to drizzle today and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy with a few rain showers tonight and lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow and freezing rain tapering off to rain showers today and highs around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few passing snow showers in the mountains in the lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Thursday, lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers on Friday in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, back to around 40. Upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. And mostly sunny with highs back into the lower and mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.